now.
More snow falling in the Northeast. Tiger takes a pass. I'm Barton Ecker of the Northeast, seeing anything but spring today. Here is meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
If you've got plans to travel in or out of Boston, well, you want to double check your flight plans today, because guess what? They've got about 6 inches of heavy, wet snow on the ground.
And severe weather is expected this weekend over large portions of Texas. For the third time in 4 years, Tiger Woods will not compete in the Masters tournament. ESPN reports that Woods is still recovering from back injuries and decided to sit this one out. The Connecticut women's basketball team's 111-game win streak is over. The Huskies losing to Mississippi State 66-64 in the women's Final Four in Dallas on Friday. The Huskies' last loss was in 2014 to Stanford. I'm Barton Eckert. It's official. Atlantic City's former Trump Taj Mahal Casino now belongs to Hard Rock International. The sale of the Shutter Casino, opened in 1990 by President Donald Trump, was finalized on Friday. Florida-based Hard Rock, which manages gambling and resort operations for the Seminole Indian tribe, bought the casino from investor Carl Icahn. Federal investigators say most, if not all, of the 14 occupants of a church bus weren't wearing seatbelts when the bus was slammed head-on in Texas. Jennifer Morrison is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
The driver, as well as his front seat passenger, had standard three-point seatbelts. The rear occupants had lap-only belts.
The amber waves of grain are about to turn into bean pods. As farmers report, they'll plant millions of acres of soybeans because corn is not...
I'm Scott Tannenfeld.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. Attorneys general from 16 states and the District of Columbia say letting President Donald J. Trump's revised travel ban go into effect would amplify the message of fear and intimidation sent to Muslims. In a brief filed in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday, the states urged the judges to reject the administration's request to let the ban take effect while it considers an appeal. A judge in Hawaii has extended his previous block of Trump's travel ban. The Maryland Senate has passed a resolution opposing federal budget cuts for the Chesapeake Bay program.
The Senate voted 35-10 for the resolution, which now goes to the House. President Trump's budget proposal would eliminate federal funding for the program that coordinates cleanup efforts for the nation's largest estuary. The resolution is one of several steps the Democrat-controlled legislature has taken this year in response to the Trump administration. The General Assembly has also approved money for the Attorney General to hire staff to sue the federal government. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Authorities say three gang members face murder charges in the death of a Virginia teenager whose body was found lying in a rural road. Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown announced the charges on Friday for the death of 17-year-old Raymond Wood. An 18-year-old girl charged with plotting an attack at Catuctim High School has been arrested.
The Termont teen got out of the Frederick Memorial Hospital and was taken to the Adult Detention Center. Nicole Ann Savario has been at the hospital since Monday when police found materials to make bombs in her family's home and entries in her journal detailing her plans for the attack. Major Tim Clark with the Frederick County Sheriff's Office says she went before a district court judge for a bond review.
And the judge issued that she was to remain at no bond pending an evaluation from the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. We do have an accident through Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This is southbound right at 175. All of those lanes are blocked. That's been there for about 30 minutes. We're looking for that to get picked up pretty soon. On the I-270 southbound lanes just before Shady Grove, we've got a left lane taken out. That's a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Scattered showers, mostly cloudy, low of 46 overnight. As we move through the afternoon, cloudy, high of only about 62. 42 overnight into Sunday, and then Sunday's high, 63, with some sunshine in the forecast and a break in the rain. Right now, it's 48 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30 and again at 6:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9,
Trading Up at 10, Financial Safari at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
To find your locally owned and operated Cub Cadet dealer, visit CubCadetDealers.com.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1288. 800-908-1288. 800-908-1288.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. And Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. It's April Fool's Day. Now, I had something I was going to do to start the show. And I said, no, it's just so tacky. I'm not going to do it. So I didn't do it. But I only mention it because you are forewarned that you don't fall for something today and become a sucker to somebody playing an April Fool's joke on you. So I am telling you, it is 6:08 in the morning, actually now 6:09, and do not fall for it if somebody comes out and tries to pull one on you. So anyway, now we know that. Well, it's been a week of April Fools on Capitol Hill. I'll tell you. What a week it has been, and it's only going to get better if you follow this stuff. I mean, you talk about a reality show. I don't know who's watching soaps in the daytime anymore. They're all watching Sean Spicer's White House briefings, right? Or the eight talking heads they can jam on a screen at CNN. I love it. You know, all of the intelligence debate back and forth, you know, Devin Nunes is spinning things his way. And we've got Adam Schiff, who is spinning things his way, and Schiff is railing on Nunes, and the media is railing on Nunes, and nobody's railing on Schiff. He's the ranking House member on the House Intelligence Committee. And I do mean ranking member. This guy is a nuisance, okay? And for him to claim that Nunez is playing politics and protecting the president, all Schiff is doing is protecting the loser, Hillary Clinton, you know. And I don't like to join that narrative of sore losers. I don't like to jump on that bandwagon because you hear that everywhere. But in this case, I think it's a case of sore losers, but just an opinion. Now, the latest on General Flynn's saga, NBC is reporting that the Senate Intelligence Committee has turned down Flynn's request for immunity. Now, we don't know exactly where that came from, that report, aside from it coming from NBC. We don't know where they got it from because the Senate Intelligence Committee has declined to comment. The Huffington Post confirmed the report with a Senate staffer. So yet another leak. But, I mean, that's just a little leak. That's not a big deal. That's just a small leak. I mean, everybody's yakking everywhere that should keep their mouths shut. It's unbelievable. Adam Schiff says his committee is saying their panel would still consider the offer of immunity. Now, the only way that Schiff will go for it is if he thinks he could get a big fish out of this, okay? That's the only thing he's going to go into it for. Now, I tried to look at this from a different perspective. And it keyed off the comments of General Flynn's attorney. And the attorney put out a statement that I thought was a very reasonable statement, okay? And in it, he says, no reasonable person who has the benefit of advice from counsel would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution. So I started thinking about that, and I'm like, you know, if I had to go up there for something, and I could get racked up on something, because I would know that half of the congressmen and half of the senators in the crowd are trying to rack me up on something, i.e. the Democrats, I'd probably want to say, if I can get an immunity deal, then they won't find a parking ticket to slap me with or a misdemeanor. You know, I'm immune.
Yeah.
So maybe he does have a story to tell. Maybe it's a story that's a legitimate story and explains himself. Who knows? I don't know. But all of this racing to convict General Flynn, you know, the man is guilty until proven innocent in the eyes of the media and the Democrats. It's pathetic. How many Hillary Clinton aides got immunity in the email investigation? It was like four or five of them. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to dig into the details there, but I remember it was plural on that when they talked about it. And nobody, I mean, did anybody make a big stink about all that immunity? I mean, was it the lead story in the network news for, what, 2-3 day cycle? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable. Talk about March Madness, huh? Some serious March Madness. Well, we should acknowledge the basketball tournament because it is the Final Four today. Starting at 6:09 this evening, South Carolina will face Gonzaga. And at 8:49, Oregon will face North Carolina. Championship game, of course, is coming up in Phoenix on Monday evening. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. Now, here's one that I normally don't spend a lot of time on, women's basketball. But this could be the biggest upset in women's basketball history. UConn's record 111-game winning streak came to a startling end when Mississippi State pulled off the victory. They stunned the Huskies 66-64 last night. Morgan Williams' overtime buzzer beater in the national semifinals in women's basketball last night. A 111-game winning streak broken by Mississippi State. Wow. Huskies are like, what hit them? Well, we're going to get into a lot more of the details this morning. We'll be talking with John Gizzi, and we'll tell you what we're going to talk to all of our experts about in just a couple of minutes. But we do want to get a check of the traffic and weather on WMAL at 6:15.
We're seeing some big delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway already on this early Saturday morning. Southbound, completely shut down right around Maryland 175. That's because of a serious crash. It happened about 5:30 this morning. That's a construction project going on Maryland 195 right around Carroll, both ways between Flower and Jefferson. All of those lanes are blocked. And here in the district, Ohio Drive, both directions between Independence Avenue and the Inlet Bridge, East Basin Drive. All of those lanes are blocked. That's for the big festival happening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we look for partly cloudy skies, sunshine by afternoon, high to 60 today, down to 40 tonight, sunshine, 64 on Sunday, down to 45 Sunday night. Monday, we've got some showers, and we'll be up around 67 on Monday. Right now in D.C., it's 45. We're heading up to 60 degrees, and it's quarter after 6 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, there's so much news that just doesn't get covered. The positive things that the administration is doing do not get covered. The president, with Governor Christie, launched an initiative to combat opioid abuse. It's one of the most serious epidemics of drug abuse in the history of the country when you start looking at the death toll from opioid addiction and overdoses. So this was an event, White House this week, Governor Christie's there. What's the story from the event? Governor Christie and Bridgegate. You know, what's this been? Oh, the governor, Bridgegate. And it coincidentally, I'm not sure how they timed this one out, it was the same day that the two aides for Governor Christie learned their sentences. Same day. I'm not sure who picked that, but could have done a better job of checking the calendar, I guess. However, it wasn't a story about the fact that the administration was going to really try and do something about the drug abuse. It was either Chris Christie and Bridgegate, or the fact that the story ended up 36 minutes into a very detailed morning news show that I watch. 36 minutes into the show, there's something positive that could actually impact people, that could actually make a difference in your community, as opposed to worrying about General Flynn this early in the game. But we got eight talking heads on CNN all day long yakking about General Flynn, and nobody knows any of the facts.
Right, yeah.
It's all speculation. It's all hypothesis. You know, everybody's just rambling away. Has anybody got a smoking gun in any of this? I think Nunez may have a smoking gun when it comes to the fact that there was surveillance on members of the Trump team. Now, Kimberly Strassel has an interesting article out. You see Kimberly, Wall Street Journal reporter. She's on a lot of the news shows. Here's what she wrote. Dem spin can't hide evidence. Nunez is right. California Representative Adam Schiff may not offer much by way of substance, but give him marks for political flim-flam. That's right, Kimberly. The ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee was so successful at grinning up fake outrage over his Republican counterpart that he successfully buried this week's only real and bombshell news. Mr. Schiff and fellow Democrats spent the week accusing Devin Nunez of carrying water for President Trump, undermining the committee's Russian investigation and hiding information. The press dutifully regurgitated the outrage, as well as Mr. Schiff's calls for Mr. Nunez to recuse himself from the investigation into possible Russian electoral meddling. And it goes on. But glad that she nailed that one. Hit the nail on the head with that story. All right, well, for the Saturday morning update, of course, we will be joined by our regulars and a stellar cast, I must say. As an example, we're going to talk to John Gizzi this morning. He is the White House correspondent, and you see him a lot in the press briefings, a lot of back and forth with Sean Spicer. And we're going to talk with John about the very latest on General Flynn from the political side of it, the political ramifications. We'll talk with John about Judge Gorsuch and what comes next in that proceeding, confirmation. Also, John spoke with the Russian dissident Vladimir Karamurza. You might have seen the testimony he gave before the Senate subcommittee on Wednesday. He has been poisoned twice in his career And a very interesting conversation he had with Vladimir Karamirza. And we'll talk with John about that this morning. We'll speak with Cheryl Atkison. Of course, she is the host of Full Measure and New York Times best-selling author. And with Cheryl, we're going to look at the media hysteria over Russia and the election. Tony Schaefer joins us, our national security analyst, and we'll talk with him about the Russia election intelligence back and forth between the Dems and the Repubs, General Flynn. Also want to talk to Tony about what stood out in the Senate hearings this week, and we're going to be talking with Jennifer Harper, Washington Times, and some of the things you don't know, some of the support for Judge Gorsuch that's never reported, newest name for the American Health Care Act. It's coming, too. You know, there were hearings up on Capitol Hill this week, and this is Clinton Watts, former FBI agent, and very interesting comments about weaponizing of fake news, Russia intelligence.
I would say that what I can't see, which I would want to know, is what is happening in Eastern Europe. There's a disproportionate number of fake news outlets, conspiratorial websites that are run from there that are English-speaking editors that are pro-Russian, trained in Russia sometimes. How are they funded? That would be one component. My guess or my estimate, my hypothesis working in the intelligence field is that there is some sort of Russian intel asset that is funding them in one way or another through some sort of scheme.
And we were just talking about the Russian dissident, Karamirza, who's been poisoned twice. He's still with us. He was on Capitol Hill this week. But Clinton Watts talks about those who are no longer with us.
The other part that I think we should be looking at is follow the trail of dead Russians. There's been more dead Russians in the past 3 months that are tied to this investigation, who have assets in banks all over the world. They are dropping dead even in Western countries.
Well, that's just an example of what he had to say. Very, very intriguing hearings, if you watched any of that during the week. Now, there has been activity over at the White House that, you know, doesn't really get reported because it's something significant that will affect people. I mean, why would we want to report on something that would actually affect people who work, as opposed to just sit there and talk about politics when we don't have any facts? All we have is speculation and reports, sources, all these sources that have all this information, often conflicting. So, the president, as you know, a week or so ago, hosted members of the trucking industry to talk about the effects on the healthcare legislation on truckers. And this week, he had coal miners at the White House, and he also had members of the manufacturing community.
We're going to defend our industry and create a level playing field for the American worker, finally. Today, I am signing two executive orders that send this message loud and clear. And that set the stage for a great revival of American manufacturing.
Okay, so that's his setup. And now here's what he did.
I'm signing an executive order to ensure that we fully collect all duties imposed on foreign importers that cheat. They're cheaters. From now on, those who break the rules will face the consequences, and there'll be very severe consequences.
So did you hear about that this week? Maybe not. You might have missed all this because everybody's talking about General Flynn. It's amazing. It's just unbelievable. Well, I'm preaching to the choir, I'm sure, because if you're listening this morning, you probably have a certain amount of common sense. Well, there's plenty of other stuff going on. Melania Trump spoke at a ceremony at the State Department honoring 13 women who have faced domestic abuse, gender bias, or violence, those who fought laws and social norms that sought to perpetuate the injustice. How much coverage did you see of that? You might have caught a clip. Not extensive coverage of the First Lady. Had it been Michelle Obama, probably would have been the number two story on the news in the evening, but now it was Melania Trump, so we'll bury that bad boy because she's actually doing something good we can't criticize her for. Why would we want to put that up front in the news? She's doing something good. Let's wait till there's a flub, and we'll put that up front. Man, I'm telling you. Well, That's just a sample of what's going on the Saturday morning update. We got plenty to go. We'll be checking in with Jennifer Harper coming up, also Cheryl Atkinson, and, of course, John Gizzi. And then Mercedes Schlapp will join us later on as well. We're going to talk to Mercedes about what the heck's going on in the Republican Party.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
America never flies alone. The Air Force Reserve is always there as the country's wingman. We're ready to do the job, to serve when called upon. We move America, taking people and supplies to where they're needed. We build and repair runways on all kinds of terrain, under all kinds of conditions, to keep our planes flying. We maintain an array of magnificent aircraft, from sleek fighter jets to ones so big they can carry hundreds of thousands of pounds. And we routinely perform amazing feats, such as refueling planes as they fly to their destinations. We're your neighbors. We live and work in your communities and still hold part-time jobs that keep America strong. We are the Air Force Reserve, and we're proud to be America's wingman.
So here's some other stuff going on out there you may or may not heard about. We all know the Who's Roger Daltrey. You know, lead singer, The Who. Well, he was interviewed. They're announcing a new U.S. cancer charity, and this is what Roger Daltrey is doing. However, he started talking about politics because they asked him about politics. So he trashed Donald Trump's haircut and suggested that he wash his mouth out. And the way Roger Daltrey said it, they needed to wash his mouth out in some of the things in what he was saying. However, this is an interesting one he said. Quote, on other pieces, this is Roger Daltrey of The Who. On other pieces of politics, let's put it this way. When you say that middle America and the Democrats lost it, but Trump didn't really win it because Democrats threw it away by putting Hillary Clinton up. The words of Roger Daltrey, a dead dog would have won it against her. Look at that. Comments of Roger Daltrey of The Who. But they did announce a new U.S. cancer charity, so doing something good. Tom Hanks did an online fundraiser for the American Civil Liberties Union, and kind of amusing the way he started it, right? It's a rousing speech, but he started out by saying he was supporting basketball at UCLA. And then he said, oh, I mixed it up. I thought it was UCLA, not ACLU. I don't know. It's kind of funny. I guess me translating it, not good. But I guess if you'd caught the online event, which I didn't, but he said, oh, I thought I was, you know, here for UCLA. It's the ACLU. But whatever. All right. Another interesting note. Now, the things they spend time on in Supreme Courts, okay? 5-judge appellate panel in the New York State Supreme Court questioned all sides with skepticism in the long-running television dispute between the Washington Nationals and the Baltimore Orioles. This is not an April Fool's story, okay? It's the real deal. The teams in Major League Baseball arguing for about 40 minutes yesterday before the appellate division panel. An arbitration decision by a 3-panel team of executives in 2014 awarded the Nationals about $298 million for the team's 2012 to 2016 television rights from the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, which is owned by both teams and controlled by the Orioles. But that decision was tossed out in 2015. The judge ruled the arbitration was improper because the law firm that represented the Nationals at times worked for MLB and teams of all three arbitrators. Oops. You see, Washington and Major League Baseball want the arbitration decision reinstated or to have the case sent back to the Sports Revenue Sharing Definitions Committee for a new hearing. The Orioles wanted alternative arbitration. I just want to watch the game on TV. You know, it's pretty simple.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM at AM 6:30 Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. Overshadowed by many other stories swirling around Washington, there's a new threat of a government shutdown on April 29th when a short-term spending bill worked out at the end of the Obama administration runs out. Correspondent Bob Constantini reports.
This time around, Democrats seem willing to let the government shut down 4 weeks from now. That's because the hardline Freedom Caucus on the Republican side may be perfectly willing to let that happen for fiscal conservative reasons. Democrats think they may have some leverage on funding Uncle Sam. Nancy Pelosi ready to fight against Mr. Trump's request to start the border wall with Mexico.
It's so ridiculous.
The White House is aware it may have to work with Democrats to get the more than $1 trillion flowing.
Obviously, we don't want the government to shut down, but we want to make sure that we're funding the priorities of the government.
That's presidential spokesman Sean Spicer. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Are you a left-lane hog? Well, soon it could cost you.
We're all taught in driver's ed left lanes for passing and then move back over. But it's never been an enforceable standard in the state of Maryland.
But it would be under a bill by Frederick County Delegate William Folden. The first offense would be $75.
It gives some type of teeth that we currently don't have.
Still, he doesn't see a flood of tickets resulting. It's the attitude change Folden is looking for.
We're not looking to make another revenue source for the state of Maryland. This is simply looking to gain voluntary compliance from the motoring public.
Folden spoke on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal judge says two Major League Baseball players can go ahead with their lawsuit on claims that an Al Jazeera documentary defamed them by linking them to performance-enhancing drugs. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson ruled that the lawsuit from Ryan Zimmerman of the Washington Nationals and former Philadelphia Phillies player Ryan Howard can go forward. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. We'll start in Maryland. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound right at Maryland 175. All of those lanes are blocked. That's several cars involved in that crash. In Virginia, all of the lanes are shut down on Virginia 123 northbound, and that's causing things to get a little backed up right around Fairfax Boulevard to about Eaton Place as folks are being routed off of the main lanes. And in the district, the big festival going on has Ohio Drive both directions shut down between Independence and East Basin. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly cloudy this afternoon, high 62. Rain chances continue. Partly cloudy overnight, 42 degrees into Sunday. Right now, it's overcast and 48 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Which do you think is riskier for your pet? Scuba diving? Or squirrel chasing? Riding the rapids? Or drinking from puddles? Twists and turns? Or fleas and ticks? It turns out everyday dangers are what make being a pet risky business. That's why it's important for every pet to receive a risk assessment and wellness exam twice a year. A risk assessment from your veterinary professionals creates a unique risk profile for your dog or cat. Your veterinarian can then develop a disease protection plan for your pet and the disease threats in your area. Best of all, twice a year exams help your veterinarian detect, treat, or prevent health problems before they become serious. So contact your veterinarian today for your pet's wellness exam, because being a pet is risky business. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and it's always great to get the perspectives of Jennifer Harper. She writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
One of the perspectives I wanted to get is the whole coverage of not Russia and the intelligence investigation. No, Judge Gorsuch. Ton of coverage for the people that don't support Judge Gorsuch, but what about the people who do support the judge?
Yeah, let's talk about Judge Gorsuch. Here's a guy who did 20 hours of questioning and just unflappable, lots and lots of support out there. But, of course, the media is never going to let you know about a lot of the backstory about who actually supports Judge Gorsuch. And there are just legions of people that you never hear about this kind of thing. And just for an example, Rick, only this week, the Retail Industry Leaders Association came forward and said they supported Judge Gorsuch's nomination and let's get on with it. They called him eminently qualified. And let me tell you why we should pay attention to the Retail Industry Leaders Association, because they represent, here you go, folks, AutoZone, Petco, Target, Lowe's, Coca-Cola, Intel, Walgreens, IKEA, Costco, CarMax, 7-Eleven, Rite Aid, Dollar General, CBS, those lists goes on and on and on. And, you know, again, you have a group like this. They represent primarily the CEOs and upper leadership of these organizations. And this particular group is responsible for $1.5 trillion in sales in the United States. So, and also, for example, there were 58 news organizations in 30 different states that came out with positive op-eds and editorials supporting Judge Gorsuch. This was compiled by the RNC. And then there were also anchors that you wouldn't expect came out and said what a great guy he was, including CNN's Wolf Blitzer and John King. Andrea Mitchell had some very nice things to say about him. And obviously, all the typical people who would support someone like Judge Gorsuch, there were 60 pro-life groups that came forward to talk about their support for him. And also the National Congress of American Indians and the Native American Rights Fund, the National Sheriff's Association. Again, I just bring this up because it's a reflection. You don't hear about these things. The reason you don't hear about them is because the left-leaning media doesn't report them.
All you hear is Chuck Schumer saying how horrible this man is. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, it's an interesting segue into another story you're covering. And we talk about trust of the media, and we've heard so much about how, you know, the voting population feels. What about kids? This is fascinating.
It is fascinating, and I ran across a survey, very unique survey, revealed that hatred of the media starts really early. This is a unique survey, which found that only 25% of American children, and these are kids aged 10 to 18, not the little kids, but the older children, only 25% of them say they trust the news media. This particular poll went on to find out that only 31% of this group trusts the government to do what is right, and 7 out of 10 of them said that most of the news media have no idea what the lives of people my age are really like. And it kind of just made me take a second look. This was coming from a group called Common Sense Media. They're an independent nonprofit. But just a couple of other numbers, if you can stand it, everybody. 70% of these kids try to verify a news story that they think is wrong. Another 44% said that they can spot a fake news story. So again, mistrust of the media starts very early, and in the larger perspective here, that's kind of disturbing because these kids are surrounded by media now, nothing that you and I or a lot of our listeners would recognize, but they are surrounded by 24/7 media. They grew up with it, and now they don't trust it.
Well, it was the Affordable Health Care Act, the label that was the official term for Obamacare and still is. How about the American Health Care Act? It's been called Trump Care. What else is it being called?
Well, this is kind of apropos to where we are in this very murky and increasingly murky situation. The newest name, we've been through, well, let's look at the history. Hillary Care, Obamacare, we had Trump Care, we had Ryan Care, and now we have Swamp Care, Rick, and this is reflecting just how murky, who's on what side, who the players are. It's very hard for even the media to follow at this point. We're kind of trying to figure out who are the heroes, who are the villains, who are the pawns. People try to figure out, well, is House Speaker Paul Ryan on our side? Is the Freedom Caucus on our side? It goes on and on, and certainly the media coverage of this is not helping out. I should, of course, throw that in there. And there's a lot of advice out there for Republicans. Some of it's coming in the media coverage. Some of it's coming in op-eds. But what they're saying now is that they're warning the GOP to repeal and replace Obamacare, or they're going to risk losing all those bedrock voters that really that is a huge item for them. And let's not forget, the 2018 midterm elections are right around the corner, so we're getting a lot of warnings towards the GOP that you're going to lose these voters, you're falling for the Democratic ploys. And in the end of all this, I find it fascinating, there's a lot of people who are also suggesting that President Trump has unleashed some kind of master strategy of some sort that none of us understand, and ultimately he's going to win out. But, of course, just like Judge Gorsuch, there are a lot of folks out there that still support President Trump. They believe in what he's doing, and there are a lot of organizations that have stepped forward to weigh in on it. Those include For America, Heritage Foundation, Freedom Works, Family Research Council, and more. But I guess it's funny to watch the names of these when we get to Swamp Care, just as things get very murky.
So you have a story about an interesting Trump property that didn't have a sign on it, but commanded big bucks in a real estate sale?
Well, yes, indeed it did. This actually sounds like something right off of HGTV, but Donald Trump's boyhood home in Queens, New York, has been sold. And here's the story. Anybody who likes real estate, it sold for $2.1 million. This is in a very modest neighborhood in Queens. Most of the houses there are selling for $500,000. And the $2.1 million was a 54% profit for the guy who sold it. And here's when we get into HGTV territory. It was sold by Michael Davis. Now, he is a local real estate investor up there in New York. He purchased this property in December, just a couple months ago, for $1.39 million, and he did what is known as flipped the house. And the house itself was built in 1940 by Mr. Trump's own father, Fred C. Trump, and he was a real estate developer back in the day. It's a nice five-bedroom home. Very appealing in its own way, but the big deal is it could be declared a historic property. It could become a very lucrative tourist destination, but there's one other little element here. It could only come, I guess, with Trump's boyhood home. The big rumor out there, and this is being reported by the New York Times and the New York Daily News, is that the lawyer who represented the buyer, and we don't know who the buyer is known to represent Chinese investors. So now we have a Chinese connection here. My gosh, did Chinese investors buy Trump boyhood's home? Well, stay tuned. We don't know. But the property, this is according to the real estate company that managed this whole transaction. The property is so much more than just real estate. It's the childhood home of the 45th president of the United States. It's part of history. And who knows, maybe a Chinese group has bought it. We don't know that yet. But Trump boyhood home, worth $2.1 million.
Well, the Chinese bought the Waldorf Astoria, and it cost a whole lot more than that. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you, as always, for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thanks.
It's 6:45. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Check the traffic and weather.
Watch for a crash on this early Saturday morning on the Beltway Outer Loop. It's right around the Little River Turnpike, just coming in. Police already on the scene. It's a non-injury crash through Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, right at Maryland 175. That's an accident that has all of the lanes blocked. We'll let you know when it gets picked up. That happened a little after 5:30 this morning. Here in the district, we've got Ohio Drive shut down between Independence over to about the Inlet Bridge, East Basin Drive. All of those lanes shut down. That's because of the festival that's going on this weekend. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel 4 forecast.
Wonder how they're doing on that Beach Drive renovation. To find out about that. It's supposed to take 50 years, I think, to, you know, do the renovation there. Anyway, for the weather today, we are looking for a mix of clouds and then afternoon sunshine with high temperatures of 60, down to 40 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, high 64. For Sunday night, down to 45. And then Monday, look for some rain possible with the highs of 67. Right now in Washington, we are at 45 degrees. We are headed to 60 this afternoon, 6:46 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and all of the media uproar, hysteria, speculation this week over Russia and the Trump administration. And who better than to tackle it for us than Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure, show seen every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock on ABC7. Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You have a posting at your blog, the headline on it, "That Time China Interfered with U.S. Elections," and you go into the whole media hysteria that we've been seeing recently, and I just wanted to get your perspectives on how you're seeing this play out.
Well, you know me, it's not that I don't think Russia or China tried to interfere in our elections. I think that happens all the time, and I think it's likely the case. But it's not because I'm listening to speculation and false information on the news. I'm listening to intel people I trust and drawing the conclusions from that. But that aside, I think, as you say, there's this sort of hysterical narrative being put out by media at large, giving disproportionate attention to something that is either not as presented or is far less important than many other things that, for whatever reason, the media isn't paying attention to. So I smell a really strong narrative and astroturf effort here, and that's kind of what I've been measuring and writing about, what my upcoming book is about. So it's been very interesting for me as an observer to see all this.
You know, for people that may not have been paying attention a few decades back, tell us about the time that China did interfere with the U.S. elections.
Well, I just thought it was interesting because I had just come to Washington when this happened, and I looked into some of these stories. There were rumors of Chinese influence, primarily in the Democratic Party, although I assume foreign people try to influence both parties. But it was proven to be true. And a lot of people were ultimately prosecuted in a scandal. There was a guy named Charlie Tree. There was Maria Xu. There were quite a few names of Chinese-connected officials who allegedly actually were convicted of improperly contributing to whether it was the Democratic National Committee, whether it was Bill Clinton's legal defense fund. They were pouring money into the Clinton side of the campaign. And again, these were convictions. There was much more proof. It wasn't just idle speculation or rumor, as is happening with the Russia case. I still haven't talked to an intel official, including former Obama intel officials, who think that there is anything like solid proof that the Russians actually interfered in the election. Even this DNC hacking they like to link to Russia is dubious, because it's possible to make hackings look like they come from one place when they come from another. It's very difficult to prove. So I just thought the bit of history was interesting, that this all happened before with China in a much more proven way, but there was very little similar hysteria. For example, nobody was demanding that the president resign or be indicted or the people close to him do so, even though there were these proven ties.
You know, there's a lot of government behavior that comes under question. We've seen surveillance recently, but you're covering a completely different topic about things going on in the government tomorrow.
Well, you know, we like to look into government secrecy and taxpayer waste. That's a favorite topic on Full Measure. And my cover story this week is about animal experiments being conducted by federal agencies at taxpayer expense. You might be surprised there are still a lot of animal experiments going on. It's very controversial. Of course, there are committed researchers who insist this is absolutely necessary, vital to new treatments for humans. But, you know, many question the nature of some of the research, whether it's just curiosity-driven, perhaps not necessary, and maybe more secretive than it should be. Well, an animal rights group discovered that a VA center that had declared it was not conducting experiments with animals in 2016 actually was. And it turns out they had at least six experiments underway with dogs. And one of the experiments, for example, was running these poor dogs on treadmills with implanted devices in their heart until they just basically ran to death and had heart attacks. And then they would dissect their hearts and study them for what the animal rights group says is curiosity-driven research with no apparent real-world application. Now, the VA wouldn't do an interview with us, but it does seem that they didn't properly disclose this study in their federal papers, and they also haven't published some of their animal research as they're required to do so that taxpayers and doctors and others can decide whether it's worthy study and whether it's worth some money. So we're exploring that controversy.
You know, it's interesting. President Trump launched an initiative this week on fighting opioids, which is a just horrible epidemic taking lives all around the country. That coverage was 36 minutes into the morning news show that I watch. Another health issue that's an important issue that the president tackled this week is something else you're covering tomorrow.
You know, I love astronaut space stories, always have. So it caught my eye that President Trump signed a new law that says astronauts that come back from their space flight with long-term problems related to their service haven't always been covered for these health problems the rest of their lives. I'm not sure how that works or why, but apparently they haven't. So he signed a new bill that will take care of them for their space-related problems the rest of their lives. And we looked into some of the issues they have, especially some of these astronauts that have lived in space for almost a year. You'd be surprised that they do have ongoing problems with their skin, possibly their heart. You know, these guys are kind of like test animals themselves because they went where no man went before. They've stayed in space longer maybe than anybody else. We don't know a lot about it. So now they'll be taken care of under this new bill passed into law.
And one story I wanted to touch on is pertaining to some very special women who had a special day on Capitol Hill. And again, this is another one of those that if in this case you're not up on your World War II history, this needs a little background too.
Well, I knew about this. My mother-in-law was a Rosie the Riveter. That was the nickname given to the government campaign to get women in the factories during World War II to take the jobs that the men left behind when they went to fight the war. So sort of affirmative action for women back during World War II in a way, and they did the men's job. It was a very successful campaign. They really never got a formal recognition, at least by Congress. All these years later, a couple of the original Rosie the Riveters, I ran into them on Capitol Hill when I was there for something else, and they were up there trying to make sure they and the fellow Rosie the Riveters got their due, and darn if they didn't get a Rosie the Riveter Day announced in the Senate. And I think you'll love seeing some of these ladies and hearing what they had to say and looking at pictures from the time.
It's great. It's tomorrow morning, ABC 7, Full Measure, 10 o'clock with Cheryl Atkison. And her new book is coming out in June. It's called The Smear. You can pre-order it now. Cheryl, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rick.
6:54, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk with John Gizzi, get the latest on General Flynn's situation from a political standpoint. We'll also be talking with John about Judge Gorsuch, and we will be talking with Tony Schaefer and Mercedes Schlapp, so do stay with us.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investor's kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness. From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other. For our nation. For us all. The few. The proud. The Marines.
.656 Saturday morning update on WMAL. And if you were watching the news Thursday, Friday, I'm sure you saw the images of the collapse of Interstate 85 in Atlanta during that raging fire. Well, Georgia officials say that repairing the damaged sections of I-85 north of Atlanta will take months. I've been in Atlanta, and I've driven that stretch, and it's no fun when all 8 lanes are there. You're down 4. 3 people were arrested yesterday in connection with the fire. Officials suspect one of them of setting the fire. Can you believe that? I mean, as I watched that thing burn, I said, what the heck's going on underneath it? Nobody was sort of identifying what the cause of the fire was. So they figured out, apparently, allegedly, somebody set it. The director of the Structural Engineering Laboratory at Georgia Tech said intense fire can break down even materials such as steel-reinforced concrete. Unbelievable. I mean, who would do that? Be interesting to find out the relationship of the 3. 1 nut, I got that. 3 nuts, I don't know. Could be something more to it than that. Anyway, that's the situation in Atlanta. And here's an interesting note. As you know, you look at all the controversy and who's going to be giving testimony and all this. Associated Press note here. Crisis management experts say it's wise for President Trump's associates caught up in the debate about Trump and Russia to show that they have nothing to hide. It's wise to show they have nothing to hide. Those associates are volunteering to testify before committees investigating Russian meddling in the U.S. election and potential Trump campaign collusion. Usually that kind of testimony, they point out, is an exercise most people would typically want to avoid, especially if there is a chance that they're being scrutinized in a parallel FBI investigation. Special counsel to Bill Clinton during his impeachment hearings, Lanny Davis, advises that in such circumstances, tell it early, tell it all, tell it yourself. And you've seen some of the Trump team members coming forward and volunteering to testify, including Jared Kushner. Now, this article goes on to say that it's unlikely the FBI is as enthusiastic about such voluntary testimony because appearing before Congress can complicate a criminal investigation if witnesses are granted immunity. So it will be very interesting to see how that plays out.
Now, my pal Adam Schiff, right? This is one of his brilliant remarks. With respect to the offer, we should acknowledge what a grave and momentous step it is for a former national security advisor to the President of the United States to ask for immunity from prosecution. What a grave and momentous step. The words of Adam Schiff. Oh, no, we're not politicizing this at all. Not at all. We're not politicizing it at all. Coming up next, 7 o'clock news with Steve Burns, John Gizzi, Tony Schaefer, and Mercedes Schlapp. On the way.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.